to be stabbed, to feel his life fading away, to die, knowing what it would do to Vin. He forced himself back to the conversation at hand.
You think the Mist Spirit tried to keep you from releasing Ruin, and Sazed says it gave him important information. That makes it the enemy of our enemy.
For the moment, Vin said. But the Mist Spirit is much weaker than Ruin. I felt them both. Ruin was vast, powerful. It can hear whatever we say, can see all places at once. The Mist Spirit is far fainter, more like a memory than a real force or power.
Do you still think it hates you?
Vin shrugged. I haven't seen it in over a year, yet I'm pretty sure that it isn't the sort of thing that changes, and I always felt hatred and animosity from it.
She paused, frowning.
That was the beginning. That night when I first saw the Mist Spirit was when I began to sense that the mists were no longer my home.
Are you sure the spirit isn't what kills people and makes them sick?
Vin nodded.
Yes, I'm sure.
She was adamant about this, though Ellen felt she was a bit quick to judge. Something ghost-like moving about in the mists? It seemed like just the kind of thing that would be related to people dying suddenly in those same mists. Of course, the people who died in the mists didn't die of stabbings, but of a shaking disease. Elland sighed, rubbing his eyes. His unfinished letter to Lord Yeoman sat on his desk. He'd have to get back to it in the morning.
Elland, Vin said, tonight I told someone that I'd stop the ash from falling and turn the sun yellow.
Elland raised an eyebrow.
That informant you spoke of?
Vin nodded. The two sat in silence.
I never expected you to admit something like that, he finally said.
I'm the hero of ages, aren't I? Even Sazed said so, before he started to go strange. It's my destiny.
The same destiny that said you would take up the power of the Well of Ascension, then release it for the greater good of mankind?
Vin nodded.
Vin, Elland said with a smile, I really don't think destiny is the sort of thing we need to worry about right now. I mean, we have proof that the prophecies were twisted by Ruin in order to trick people into freeing him.
Someone has to worry about the ash, Vin said.
There wasn't much he could say to that. The logical side of him wanted to argue, claiming that they should focus on the things they could do, making a stable government, uncovering the secrets left by the Lord Ruler, securing the supplies in the caches. Yet the constant ashfall seemed to be growing even denser. If that continued, it wouldn't be long before the sky was nothing more than a solid black storm of ash. It just seemed so difficult to think that Vin, his wife, could do anything about the color of the sun or the falling ash.
Dumu is right, he thought, tapping his fingers across the metallic letter to Lord Yeoman. I'm really not a very good member of the Church of the Survivor.
He looked across the cabin at her, sitting on the bed, expression distant as she thought about things that shouldn't have to be her burden. Even after leaping about all night, even after their days spent traveling, even with her face dirtied by ash, she was beautiful. At that moment, Ellen realized something. Vin didn't need another person worshipping her. She didn't need another faithful believer like Dumu, especially not in Ellen. He didn't need to be a good member of the Church of the Survivor. He needed to be a good husband.
Well then, he said, let's do it.
What?
Vin asked.
Save the world, Ellen said. Stop the ash.
Vin snorted quietly.
You make it sound like a joke.
No, I'm serious, he said, standing. If this is what you feel you must do, what you feel that you are, then let's do it. I'll help however I can.
What about your speech before? Vin said. In the last storage cavern, you talked about division of labor. Me working on the mists, you working on uniting the Empire.
I was wrong.
Vin smiled, and suddenly Ellen felt as if the world had been put back together just a bit.
So, Ellen said, sitting on the bed beside her, what have you got? Any thoughts?
Vin paused.
Yes, she said. But I can't tell you.
Ellen frowned.
It's not that I don't trust you, Vin said. It's ruin. In the last storage cavern, I found a second inscription on the plate, down near the bottom. It warned me that anything I speak, or that I write, will be known by our enemy. So if we talk too much, he will know our plans.
That makes it a bit difficult to work on the problem together.
Vin took his hands.
Ellen, do you know why I finally agreed to marry you?
Ellen shook his head.
Because I realized that you trusted me, Vin said. Trusted me as nobody ever has before. On that night when I fought Zane, I decided that I had to give my trust to you. This force that's destroying the world, we have something that it can never understand. I don't necessarily need your help. I need your trust. Your hope. It's something I've never had of myself, and I rely on yours.
Ellen nodded slowly.
You have it.
Thank you.
You know, Ellen added, during those days when you refused to marry me, I constantly thought about how strange you were.
She raised an eyebrow.
Well, that's romantic.
Ellen smiled. Oh, come on. You have to admit that you're unusual, Vin. You're like some strange mixture of a noblewoman, a street urchin, and a cat. Plus, you've managed, in our short 3 years together, to kill not only my god, but my father, my brother, and my fiancée. That's kind of like a homicidal hat trick. It's a strange foundation for a relationship, wouldn't you say? Vin just rolled her eyes.
I'm just glad I don't have any other close relatives, Ellen said.
Then he eyed her.
Except for you, of course.
I'm not about to drown myself, if that's what you're getting at.
No, Ellen said. I'm sorry. I'm just, well, you know. Anyway, I was explaining something. In the end, I stopped worrying about how strange you seemed. I realized that it didn't really matter if I understood you, because I trusted you. Does that make sense? Either way, I guess I'm saying that I agree. I don't really know what you're doing, and I don't have any clue how you're going to achieve it. But, well, I trust that you'll do it.
Vin pulled close.